Welcome to the OKO show. It's your boy OK. OKO. Today is a special podcast, NFL edition, training camp preview. We're gonna talk about seven teams, my looking, see what you guys missing, what's going on around your team's camp. And we're gonna kick it off. We're gonna name the teams that we're gonna feature in this podcast. Number one, the Browns. Two, the Philadelphia Eagles. Three, the Dallas Cowboys. The Star. Number four, the Jags. Saxonville. Number five, the Panthers. Number six, the Seahawks, home of the 12th man. Number seven, New England Patriots. These are the seven teams we're gonna highlight, and we're gonna go right jump in, and we're gonna jump into the number one pick going around the Cleveland Browns, as we have here and Victor Mayfield and Tyrone Taylor, the key pickups, Nick Chubb, Ward, Denzel Ward, cornerback. And what we gonna see, what we gonna see out these groups is the battle, and see Tyrone Taylor battle it out. They say it's gonna be a fair matchup, but Tyrone Taylor is getting the nod so far. And even though coach said it's gonna be a decision how Brayfield gets on the field, but I can see Tyler making playing for the Bills last year. Not that much pieces around the Bills that he have on offense. It's a little bit more that he have to develop with Cleveland. Even though they don't have a winning record, but Tyrone Taylor has led the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs last year. It wasn't pretty when he got there, but he got them there, and he did his job. It's the fact, can Tyrone Taylor play all 16 games? Tyrone Taylor, I seen him playing at least nine, and then 9 or 10 games, and Victor Mayfield coming in due to injury or consistent play for him. As Tyrone Taylor, I need this guy to take it to another gear since he's just playing in the Cleveland Browns. Had to wash his back again after getting benched last year to Nick Perriman, the rookie, from having a poor debut with throwing so many picks. Tyrone Taylor bails them out and gets them still to the playoffs. In addition to Carlos Hyde and the running back group they have with Nick Chubb and Duke Johnson, how is that going to play out in that running back room? How they're going to play those three running backs is very key. I see Carlos Hyde taking the load, but Nick Chubb getting some carries from Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson, even though he got a contract extension for 3 years, I can see Carlos Hyde taking a little bit less stats as the rookie Chubb, Nick Chubb from Georgia, gets more communicated in knowing how to play in the pro system. Also, they picks up Jarvis Landry, one of the top wide receivers in the league. Happy touches that I want from Tyrone Taylor. Gets happy to see a number one target in his hands. Now, Jarvis Landry over having 100 and catches with Duke a consistent play. All the quarterbacks he had played for in the Miami Dolphins system, he gets, and Tyrone Taylor is to feed him the rock from jet sweeps from inside the slot or outside at wide receiver, a true number one. Now, Victor Mayfield says in the quotes in the media day that he'll be ready whenever the opportunity comes. This year, next year, or the next 5 years, he said he'll be ready. Now I see, can Victor Mayfield make the adjustments from being in the shotgun system, from being underneath the center majority of the time in the NFL? But I see nothing but great things from Victor Mayfield. I see another Jeff Garcia, a little bit of Steve Young in this guy. As the fact is, when are they gonna release the beast in Cleveland? AFC North, watch out, cause this guy, this can get him a statue, or a Tyrod Taylor, either one of them can get them a statue in Cleveland Brown and bring the dog pound something to be proud of instead of LeBron James and be back to football town. And number two, as we go count down to the next team, the defending champs, Philadelphia Dilly Eagles. As Carson Wentz says, his key to coming back is week one. Yeah, I seen him throwing in the OTAs with a while on the brace on the knee, but have not been cleared to practice in all activity drills with the team. Haven't been medically cleared yet. But and you see in the Instagram or in the team photos, he still has the momentum, still has the juice in the legs, still has a little bit of ability, as you can see, throwing passes in team activity, but not team drills. And another key additions as in Philadelphia loses some people, but they add Mike Wallace, Ntamenata, defensive tackle, defensive end Michael Bennett to a strong defensive cast. What else do you want from them? As they come back strong on defense, able to rush the passer, they're like at ease. Now, what else can Carson Wentz, can he perform? Back to the elite quarterback, the MVP, as he could have won if stayed healthy. Can he come back to that form? And what did they do with Nick Foles? Do Nick Foles ease up into Carson Wentz is quite ready? We shall see. But Philly fans thinking Super Bowl once again. But I say it's going to be a rough road. We shall see, as it's going to be a long season as everybody gets that if factor trying to get what Philly got. As we count down, then we go to the Jacksonville Jaguars as they team prepares to try to come to the 10 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl. We're not going to go into the New England, how they got there and what went on during the game and the controversy, what's going on and what happened last year. We're going to get down to that probably the next topic. As Blake Bortles gets a new contract extension, gets a new contract, and what does it do for them? Can Blake Bortles continue with the no turnovers in the playoffs, just short coming off, like I said, in the Super Bowl? And new offensive coordinator, he's saying, Blake Bortles in an interview, saying that after offense coordinator Nate Hackett, his second year, he get used to him calling the plays. Now, being the OC in his second year, you know, I don't see him. I see him trying to make. I wouldn't expect that from hearing from Blake Bortles. I'm wanting to hear out of a quarterback in my second year or third year coming in that I'm making adjustments, making second reads, third reads, be able to call my own plays, be able to acclimate myself as a real quarterback, is not being too babied of an offensive coordinator, is being more involved and involving your game, and to unleash yourself and get the shackles off this man, and it's making the second and third reads instead of just one read, then the running back out the backfield. Now you gotta look at now new things coming out. Only a bad thing is a good thing. Now everybody know that defense comes to play, and the difference thing the defense, all the defensive players are coming back. Now, what's going on in training camp? Patrick Ramsey is out. He haven't showed up to a mini camp yet. And he's off doing his own training with his dad. And so, as offseason moves, Dante Moncrief, wide receiver from Indianapolis, is he going to take a step up? It's different. Coach said it's different from that. He wants to see more from Moncrief, that he wants to see him in more in pass instead of everybody looking good in shorts and t-shirts going out there and performing, making catches like that. But it's a different ball game as you get more committed in the system with the pads and when they get ready for team workouts and stuff like that. Is can he make a move in a crowded wide receiver group as they are at it and another wide receiver in the draft, DJ Clark, just a speedster on the end. What do he fit in with the wide receiver group with all them fellas back there? Now, after that, in my take, after that, we're gonna go to the Dallas Cowboys, the stars of the group, Jerry Land. The wide receivers, they cut. Y'all the Cowboys, y'all cut Dez Bryant. Y'all added Allen Hurns. You added wide receiver Trayvon Austin. You added wide receiver Michael Gallup, the rookie out of Colorado State. You added another running back, Bo Strangiff, from Alabama, to kind of pick up where Morris was, where you got lack of depth, what happened when Ezekiel Elliott went off with the suspension that hurt you guys from the playoffs. Now, right guard, right now, what's going on? Right guard Zach Martin is holding out, have not came to camp yet and been in and out, has not went to any of the mini camps. David Irvin been in and out of camp and mini camp haven't showed up. Now David Aaron, the defensive end, defensive tackle, added in a quote from Instagram that took to the media after all the hoofla and going on in Jerry Land. He said, "I wish the media would tell what's going on. What's really not well. I'm really not in OTAs. I wonder if they even know the real reason there's no football. If there's no me, I gotta help myself before I can help others." Wow, that's a real quote from Irvin, how he feels about is getting stressed out about him being in mini camps and stuff like that. That he just wants to get his contract, and Zach Martin wants them to be there, but their contract is just not getting right in Jerry Land. Also, what happened to Dez Bryant? Stuff didn't work out. Jerry didn't want to open up his wallet. We shall see how that goes. Now, Allen Hurns, what can he do? Can he stay healthy all 16 games? A true number one receiver. But if you want to be a true number one receiver, Allen Hurns, you got to get healthy for all 16 games. And now you've seen how soon can Michael Gallup get himself on the field? How soon can he get grasp of the playbook? And how soon is this rookie can make an instant impact? As he see, it is in a crowded wide receiver group. Can Sean Lee, at the age that he is at, can he stay on the field? The history says no. And can the rookie Elshenbosch, the linebacker out of Boise State, can he come and make an instant impact in the linebacker position as he planned on learning from Lee, as he mentors him, as he comes on, as the Dallas picks him instead of key wide receiver, as they passing on Kevin Ridley and picks him up. So far, the linebacker out of Boise State is sidelined right now with a sprained ankle. As we go to the next team, as we go to the Seahawks, home of the 12th team, as they pick up key things that's going on and what's going on in Seattle land with the 12th man, as they pick up Rashad Penny from San Diego State. They give Seattle a true game breaker. As they add another piece to the running back room, Trey Madden from Auburn. Another speedster, but not that pounder. He can catch and all that. What's going on with you? The Seahawks? Seahawks? It's the safety problems. What are you going to do after Earl Thomas plans to skip minicamp until his contract is worked out? Now, he's still under contract. Thomas has took to Twitter, and he said he wants to remain with the Seahawks the rest of his career, and said he wants to have clarity in regards to his upcoming years of his Seattle career. As he is in his final year of his contract at the Seahawks, that he continued to hold out until he gets his contract redone. Now, what's going on with them? Are they gonna, if Seattle, if you have the money, pay the guy? He's an all pro, he's been there, and the last person out of the doomsday group. At least take care of one and have some veteran leadership behind that secondary. To have leadership, and if you don't have that, we're gonna go to the New England Patriots, as we see, there's a lot of things going on in New England land, and Coach Belichick, man, now as Julian Edelman is due to a 4-game suspension for PEDs, and the cornerback they picks up the twin of the brother, Jason McCarty and Devin McCarty. So they join back up like the twins from the Seahawks. Brothers and brothers in arms, I say in the NFL. And the Jason McCarty, the jersey number 30, and McCarty has been there. He's wearing his normal jersey, number 32, as they picked up the running back at the first round, Sony PlayStation Michelle. Now, this is going to be a real battle in this New England backfield, as they have Rex Burkhead, Mike Gillisley, Jeremy Hill, and James White also. Now, Tom Brady is back. And that's what I say. Tom Brady is back throwing in the camp now. He's just skipping voluntary camp, and he's back. And Burkhead is, James White is Tom Brady's go-to guy, as along with the second running back in line, Burkhead. He's doing the line one that's behind White. Now, Jeremy Hill, he adds to the situation. He gets in the mix after getting lost in the backfield in the mix to Nixon. It's not the game breaker after two out of James White and Sony Michel. But he's a solid running back. Now, what can he do to pick up the pieces that he left from the Cincinnati Bengals? Can the rookie Sony PlayStation Michelle is the game breaker as White as has the far that high can big Bill Belichick is going to bring on the rookie? Is he going to bring him on slow, or is he just going to just bust him out and said, "Hey, you my guy"? But due to New England, how they have peripherals of backs, and he plays a peripherals of backs in the game. No telling when they're going to lease him. And it's a key wide receiver battle, as they have actor. Who's going to take Julian Edelman? Who's going to be the next in line in the wide receiver group? As you see, it's kind of stacked right now. Who's going to be the number one and who's going to be the number two? Well, in New England, they never have number ones or twos. They just have guys. Now, the battles between they pick, these are wide receiver battles so far. You got Jordan Matthews, Cordell Patterson, the ex-Vikings last year at the Raiders, Hogan, Kenny Britt, and Philip Dorsett. And the key right now is Hogan. He is Brady's number one guy after having a good playoff run last year. Now, Matthews, I say he's the clear cut for number one spot in the fight between him and he's going to be probably the clear cut number two, Matthews, because Hogan's going to be the guy at number one. And the fact between Kenny Brent is the fight for the number two and the three spot. And Patterson comes in as sub packages, and he's probably going to be the career number four wide receiver due to special team battles, and he's going to pick up most of them duties. As Brady comes back, and Gronk comes back right now, as you see him in minicamp right now, as you see that Brady says, it has nothing to do with the coach Belichick in these quotes, saying, I love the team. I love this team, and I love this organization, and I love playing for this team. And then Tom Brady quotes during the week of media. And then we're going to go straight to the Carolina Panthers. As Julius Peppers comes back for another run at the age of 38. And picking up wide receiver DJ Moore out of Maryland. And cornerback Dante Jackson. Action Jackson from cornerback from LSU. Wide receiver Julius Wright, ex-Minnesota Viking. Wide receiver Torrey Smith, ex-Eagle. And running back CJ Anderson. And key offensive coordinator Norv Turner. Yes, Norv Turner. Now, taking a one-year break, he signs with the Carolina Panthers. As Norv Turner said, I don't see why Cam Kent, he would love to see Cam. That's a Norv Turner quote as he's talking about Cam. He would like to see Cam Newton pass.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.